Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whether you're looking for manufactured or natural stone to accent or update your exterior or interior project of any size, Centurion Stone of Iowa offers a variety of styles, patterns, and colors for every need. Centurion Stone, our own manufactured stone product, has the look and feel of natural stone and is available in over 200 color and pattern combinations. We also provide natural stone for interior and exterior projects. Our Des Moines and Omaha locations are open daily. Browse our wide variety of product samples with our helpful staff. They'll answer any questions that you have. Check us out on the web at CenturionStoneOfIowa.com.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhodes and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Welcome in, CF postgame here. Aiden Wyatt joined by Rob Gray. Iowa State escapes Orlando 60-52. Rob, this wasn't a pretty game.
No, and full disclosure for me, I'm here in the Pete Taylor media room at Hilton. Cranked out the women's senior day story. Great win for them, obviously. Hannah Bellinger showing out in her senior day. So I haven't been able to watch much of the game, but I was following with John and Eric in the stat broadcast. Yeah, what a really weird game. A game, again, the reason Iowa State's a top 10 team and they're still a threat to win the regular season Big 12 title and who knows what further in March is because they can grind out these kind of wins. I mean, the Cyclones had 13 points in the second half with 17 minutes to go, but UCF couldn't hit a three to save its life. I don't know if they ended up with one of 19 or something like that. And the Cyclones, 10-0 run. I mean, it started with Kurt Jones free throws, you know, Keyshawn Gilbert steal and layup and one. Big shot from Milan. Oddly enough, they missed three free throws in a row with their two best free throw shooters, Milan Montilovich and Trey King. But Trey hit the last one. And hey, the defensive effort was really good. UCF didn't score a field goal in the last 5:08. And Iowa State escapes, a place where a lot of teams have gotten bit there in Orlando. And UCF had won two straight. They'd lost 6 of 7 or something before that, but they've been in all those games. And this is a game where they probably felt, okay, we're going to shut the door here. I mean, we've got a chance to get a top 10 win, and they just simply couldn't get it done. I mean, a lot of stuff to look at. I mean, yeah, UCF won for 19 for 3. I would say 5 of 21. Felt like Kurt Jones hit a big one early in the half when the Cyclones offense was really stagnant. He ends up only 2 for 7, but 5 for 6 from the line. And the Cyclones did a lot of little things, turned it over a lot, but still outscored UCF 22-14 points off turnovers. Weren't great in the paint. Foul trouble for Taman Lipsey and Hassan Ward. But I don't know, Cyclone fans, you take it, right? I mean, another win and still in the hunt for the conference crown.
Yeah, Iowa State notching their 12th conference win of the year. First time since the 17-18 season, or sorry, 16-17 season. And I think that's an underrated place to win. I mean, you know, as you said, they knocked out, I think it was Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech were all in the top 25. But moving forward, how do you kind of keep this team motivated now that they're essentially locked into the two spot in Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, I think the motivation comes from what you know TJ calls their daily habits and everything. And I think I know Chris and Brent have touched on this at times. This has got to be a pretty tired basketball team, given the amount of effort that they've got to put into every second of practice, the way they play in all these games. But the good news is, I think Chris has noted in the last couple wins, which were far from pretty, especially the last one in Hilton, you know, you're still winning. And that's the mark of a team that has a chance to make a deep run in March, that when you're not at your best offensively, you're you know, even better defensively. And, you know, they overcame a lot of things in this game. You know, they turned it, the Cyclones turned it over 17 times, very uncharacteristic. You know, again, Taman only gets a couple shots up, scores two, has a couple, you know, three rebounds, four assists. Keyshawn, first points in the second half, I believe, came on that steal layup and one. You know, Robert Jones, 6 points. I mean, Big Rob did Big Rob things. He kept some balls alive and all that stuff. But, you know, Trey King, I think, was really good. 7-11 from field, 16 points. You needed somebody to do that. And I think Milan is a guy that they're going to have to lean on a lot down the stretch. Seems like he passed up a couple shots and went 1-5 from three-point range, 5-11 overall, 11 points. I mean, we know he's got it in him. We know he's got that whatever dog mentality. He went from his comment early in the season about, you know, big-time players hit big-time shots, and he's certainly done that a lot of times. But, again, a game that, you know, a lot of teams have lost going in that place when they don't have their A game. And Iowa State did not have its A game, but they made sure the UCF didn't have its A game too. And, on to the next, I guess. But you could call it a workmanlike win. You could call it an ugly win. But no matter what, you take care of business. A 10-0 run. It's like this team can turn it on when it has to. Down one, 50-49. They have 13 points, and then boom, 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 boom. Good night, Golden Knights. So, you know, I don't think anyone should complain, feel bad about this performance. UCF's a pretty good team. I mean, what, 6-9 in the league in almost every, like I said. Another really good win. And now we'll see what they do. Hopefully improve NCAA seeding in the next couple. But, you know, not a game I'd expect many fans to feel great about. But certainly, you know, when you can get a road win in the Big 12, you should feel at least very good about it.
Yeah, it's tough to ignore. Iowa State has not played their A or probably even B game over the last three, but they're 3-0. So I think the root of the problem is on the offensive side. How are you feeling about Iowa State going into the last week of the regular season on offense?
I think they'll get well to some extent. I mean, I don't think, you know, look at some of the teams you've been playing in this stretch too. I mean, I don't look at any teams in the Big 12 and look, boy, that team can't defend. I mean, that's a hallmark of this, every team in this league now. And we come into it, it's been a mainstay of Cincinnati. I know BYU is more known as a high flying, high scoring team, but they can defend. Now we see UCF can defend, and they got a lot of length that can cause a lot of problems. So I think they'll get on track, but if they don't, I mean, if every game is this proverbial rock fight, I think they're pretty well equipped to win it against everyone, except maybe Houston. And that's to be determined, obviously, hopefully.
Right. All right, Rob, let's get out of here. You got work to do. Big stuff coming up on Cyclone Fanatic tonight. Thank you to our friends at Carl Auto Group and Centurion Stone. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Yep. Thanks, y'all. Okay.